Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Yo, welcome back to the podcast. And on this episode, it's kind of a continuation of the previous episode with our podcast engineer, Nikki Pettit. In this episode, we're talking about confidence. A lot of the times, we undervalue ourselves, meaning like we're not fully confident in our skill set and we don't allow our light to fully shine. So in this podcast episode, me and Nikki are Nikki and I are discussing certain situations and scenarios where, you know, we don't allow our confidence to shine through, or maybe we didn't see that we were, you know, confident, and how that kind of gets in the way of us really living up to our fullest potential. So hopefully you guys enjoy.
I hate to say it, but like the reason I was like, it made more sense that I was captain of a team. I was talking about something and I was like, because I was really good. And I was like, I hate to say that, but I was like, I was the best. And she was like, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to be like an ass or something like that. She's like, no, like, that's really good. I never hear you say any like thing good about yourself. Like, it has to be a very like fact. I need to back shit up. But like, I was the best. And I, like, to people, they'll be like, you're nice. I'm like, no, I'm really a bit. Like, no, you know, it's like that defense mechanism. So I'm with you, man. It's hard to be your own, like, hype man. That's why you have to have the cheerleader.
Yeah, that person in your corner. Yeah, because it's weird for me, too. Like, that same thing. Like, people could be like, oh, like, even simple things like, oh, I like the podcast. It's like, oh, like, thanks. But, like, yeah, it could be, like, it's hard, and I don't know why that is. Like, I don't know if it's maybe it's because like society looks at those people who knows that they're good at something and deems them as arrogant, or deems them as like, and it's not necessarily that, well, they might be arrogant, but like they just know that they're good at whatever it is that they do, and that they're not ashamed to say that they're good at what it is they do. And because other people are insecure within themselves, they're like, oh, like, you know you're good at something? Like, you shouldn't know that you're good at something.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you that you're not good, and that you're not a good person because you think you're good at something. Like, and it's interesting, like, I don't know. And I think that's what holds a lot of people back from, like, really chasing after things. Like, because there's people who are, like, super talented at certain things. But because, like, and I don't want to dub it as, like, a society thing, but... Mm-hmm. But because, like, they themselves don't want to put themselves out there, i.e. myself.
Yeah.
Like, you end up, like, holding yourself back, shooting yourself in the foot. Like, it's like, how do you get over that mental hurdle? Like, how do you push through? And by the way, I was recording when you were sharing your story.
I had to give you
because it's true, like, because I see it, like, when I'm coaching. Like, when I was coaching high school and college, like, what sometimes, like, the best player on the team, like, wouldn't want to take shots because like, and they're like, nah, like, I don't need to pass. I'm like, you're the best person on the team, we need you to score. Yeah, but like, no, like, there is no but. Like, you're the best person on the team, like, and we had to like publicly let it be known, like, to the team, like, this is the best person on the team, like, he's the person we want to run the offense through, like, this is the person. Like, and a lot of times, like, if you don't acknowledge that within yourself or within your team or whatever it may be, like, you're not going to live up to your full potential, because then it's like, because you're always going to be holding yourself back because you don't want to set yourself apart.
Yeah, and you don't want to set yourself up for failure. Because if you say you're the best and you're good at something, and someone doesn't think that, and first of all, there's a million fucking opinions in the world. So, like, it's very easy for your first one or your first crowd of opinions to all be negative, but there might be a bunch of other people. Like, I heard the kids these days don't like the Beatles or something. You know, imagine if the Beatles were, I don't know. Yeah. That's a weird reference, but I heard that the other day. But it just goes to show you that it doesn't really matter. But it's so scary to be good at something or think you're good at something and care about it, and then have someone tell you you're not.
That's a whole nother like level of self-confidence, to like be confident within yourself even when somebody else tells you you're not good.
Yeah,
to still go after it and go at it as if you were the best.
Yeah, and not let it like,
because that's what
take
makes
away
that's from, what makes the best the best.
Yeah, all the failures. and people telling you you can't. And it's not even like what you say is like what is it, ill-rooted like things like, oh, you told me I wasn't, now I am. Like,
yeah,
it's like you still thought you were, and you weren't gonna let one person stop you from getting to where you know you can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. It's hard. It's, if you see with everyone, and I self-correct people all the time, but I can't do it for myself. Like, people, mm, I'll give a compliment and they go, but, or they'll send it right back to me. And I'm like, no. I just want you to accept, like, this love and this compliment. Just accept it. Like, literally, I try this week. When someone gives you a compliment, just say, thank you.
I received that.
Don't send it back, because there's other things. Like, don't say, yeah, but, like, you know, earlier today I was, like, it's hard to do that. Or, like, I don't know. I have to stop saying I'm sorry. I say I'm sorry for everything. I won't even do anything. I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. People are like, you haven't done anything. You sorry for existing? Like, I guess, dude. Well, you're dope, man. You should be hyping yourself up. You've got a lot of good stuff.
Thank you.
I mean, if you're not, I am. I'm like, yeah, I'm working for this guy. We got this podcast. It's great. I remember we went over to your league thing, and I was like, Deshaun, these guys don't know you have a podcast.
I was like, yeah, oh, yeah, like, yeah.
And then Sam follow listens to it every day, which even made me nervous when we were recording. I was like, I know Sam. She's going to hear me. Like, I don't know who's listening. That's fine. I know her. I'm going to go see her. She's like, oh, your voice is weird. Like, who cares?
Yeah, that's a fact. Just receive compliments, pat yourself on the back, tell yourself you're the shit.
Yeah.
Look yourself in the mirror, tell yourself you're a bad bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Because society won't.
Mm. There's this guy who's like probably 80s nigga. I heard him speak at a meeting, and he was like, it took me a long time to do it, but he wakes up every morning, he looks in the mirror, and he says, and he's like a Marine, he's got the thing, he's like, you're a good guy, Rick. And I love you. And I start every day like that. I'm like, oh, shit. It is hard.
Yeah. But necessary. Like, if we really want to achieve the greatness that's within us. Like, because honestly, like, and to take it into the spiritual route, like, do we not know who created us? Like, do we not know we are the shit? Like,
yeah.
We have infinite power, like, backing us.
Yeah.
Like, so why wouldn't we, like, pat ourselves on the back and know that our shit don't stink? Like, especially if we're doing good in the community, like this podcast, like, yeah, the basketball training, like, we should know, like, damn, like, hell yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But
give yourself a break.
Yeah. Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.